All the comment line, if you have a comment on this evening's program, 303-447-9911. The time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time now for Corriente, 7 o'clock.
My name's George, your host for this evening. I'm excited for the next hour to have in the studio with us Ira Liss and Alex White. Ira, you'll be talking about a project you're working on up in Longmont coming up this next year, but we'll get to that after a couple songs, so take it away.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Sometimes I have an ocean of tears around my heart in a fog of fears, and my thoughts they drift uneasily on that salty sea. The wind picks me up off of my feet. I'm cold and I'm wet in the rain and the sleet. I float past the clouds, the ground so far away. I see the face of Earth, which turns to me to say, hey, human, flesh and bone, always racing off alone. Wherever you go, you bring a scarecrow instead of a rainbow, that's a fine hello. You have more on the ball than you know. More on the ball than you know. Of clouds, the sun, how it shines. Hey, human, we welcome you. You're part of all that is, it's true. You're part of all that is. You're part.
'cause I'm gonna refuse.
Alex White on guitar there, and Ira Liss ahead of that. Nice guitar playing. I like, I'm a sucker for detuned guitars. But so all right, maybe talk a little bit about the Ira Liss show. It's coming up with this Saturday in Longmont at Still Cellars.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, no, I'm gonna fix your mic here.
Oh, okay. Thank you. The Ira Liss Show is a variety music talk show. I've done many solo shows, concerts, and it occurred to me when I've seen people perform who might not perform often or just may not be widely seen, that I thought I'd love to have a way to introduce other artists to new audiences. At the same time, I certainly would enjoy building my own audience. So this is actually this Saturday in Longmont at Still Cellars, which is a distillery and an art house. I'll have my third edition of this show where I am inviting guest artists to my show. And the guest artists can vary. It being my third show, I can speak of in the past, I had a dancer originally from Japan, and I had another singer-songwriter. And a part of the format is that I interview or have really a very informal conversation with the guest artists, and I invite the audiences to ask questions as well. So it gets to dissolve the fourth wall, and it makes the conversation kind of a one big happy conversation.
That, right.
Audience and performers kind of melt together is part of the intention.
Mm-hmm.
So with this up and coming show, Saturday, January 21st, you've heard one of my two guest artists, Alex White. My second guest artist is actually, I would say, a poet and a theater soloist. So she does spoken word. Her name is Tulua. And I actually met her and know her through an open mic nearby in Boulder on the Hill, the Innisfree Cafe and Poetry Bookstore. They have a regular open mic, and she's been the hostess of that show, very warm and supportive of a wide variety of performing artists. And seeing her own work, I thought, wow, I'd like to have her on my show and be at least one among, I'm sure, a vast number of people who will introduce her to different audiences.
And she's hosting that open mic, what, tonight as we speak?
As we speak.
So you can hear this and then dash up there and catch the tail end of that at Innisfree up on the Hill.
Right, yeah. Right. And for those audience members who on occasion, rarely perhaps, leave their radios, it is available actually at the same start time, 7 p.m. on Tuesdays at the Innisfree.
Great. And Alex, how did you get connected with Ira?
I originally met him at the open mic at Innisfree, and we got closer when we went to this poetry camp at Love Shovel Ranch in Netherland, Colorado. And
It's a summer event, a week to 2 weeks of free workshops produced by, it's called Beyond Academia. And it's Love Shovel Ranch for those interested in expanding their writing and performance skills. It's totally free, and it usually happens in mid or late July.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was interested when you said, what kind of questions, I guess, do you get from the audience at these types of performances?
For one show, I had a singer-songwriter named Kelly Johnson, and an audience member asked, when did she begin playing the guitar? When did she begin singing? Her answer seemed amusing at the time. She felt as though it went so far back she didn't really have a start time.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked if her parents were also very musical or involved in the performing arts, that kind of thing.
Cool. Yeah, I think that's interesting. Yeah, the way you're creating dialogue, I guess, like you said, breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah,
mixing things up a little bit.
Because it was spontaneous. I didn't actually plan in the format that the audience would ask questions, but after a first song by that particular guest artist, several people raised their hands, and I thought, oh, terrific. It takes a little pressure off of the host, you know,
right,
to hand the question and answer off to audience members. So that was kind of fun.
So you get to be more of a facilitator or a moderator or an
organizer.
That's right.
That's one of the ideas.
An MC.
For sure.
Great. Well, Ira Liss and Alex White, do you got a few more tunes for us?
Sure. Yeah. I'll do one and maybe think about a second one.
Yeah,
Alex.
This finer quality, Lord, I'm just amazed by her, amazed by her. She shares her affections so freely and fast. I forget my future, I forget my past. Praise God, praise God for generous women. Oh, generous women, here I come. Your generosity, your finer qualities, I hope they rub off on me. Your finer qualities, oh, rub them all over me, your finer qualities. Oh, please, oh, rub them all over me, your finer qualities. I met this woman of interest to me, Lord, I'm just amazed by her, amazed by her. Talk about a sense of serenity, this finer quality, Lord, I'm just amazed by her, amazed by her. Talk about a peaceful nature, nothing I do can faze her. When it comes to this earthly ride, she's so calm inside. How does she do that? She's so calm inside. This finer quality, her sense of serenity, her generosity, these finer qualities. Oh, please, I hope they rub off on me. Oh, rub them all over me, your finer qualities. Oh, please, oh, rub them all over me, your finer qualities. Oh, rub them all over me, your finer qualities.
Yes.
met this woman of interest to me, Lord. I'm just amazed by her, just amazed by her. Her sense of prosperity, this fine quality, I'm just amazed by her, amazed by her. No matter how many coins in her purse, it doesn't change her disposition. For better or worse, she doesn't have that curse. No matter how many dollars in her bank account, it doesn't count, it doesn't count. How does she do that? This sense of serenity, her sense of prosperity, her generosity, these finer qualities, I hope they rub off for me. Oh, rub them all over me, your finer qualities, your generosity, your sense of serenity, your sense of prosperity. Oh, I hope they rub off on me. Rub them all over me, your finer qualities. Rub them all over me, your finer qualities. Rub them all over me, your finer qualities.
Tree. is where I lay to this day. I die in place. I die in place. I die in place.
And Alex White here with us on the Cabaret this evening. Tell us, I guess, a little bit about your approach to songwriting, or maybe about those songs we've heard in the so far. Either one of you, feel free to interject.
Sure. Some of my songwriting, I would speak of it. The first one that I call "Hey Human," where it's almost, I give a personality to the planet Earth, and planet Earth is giving some advice to a fellow human. My songwriting can be about getting through, that is, getting through an upset, getting through a day, some kind of problem solving. I don't even remember this moment what incident might have kind of provoked or stimulated this soothing sort of message that I probably needed at the time. Life throws us all kinds of surprises, and so I've always kept a notebook, maintained a notebook probably since I might be 10 years old or so, and I'd write my thoughts down. And some of it would look like poetry or prose. I never really distinguished between the two. I know there are those who study and know these differences. But I would write into the notebook, and sometimes it became song lyrics, and sometimes it stayed as a spoken piece, maybe a theatrical piece. The second song I did, "Generosity," that I wrote probably more than 20 years ago, and I think it's in some ways there's a spiritual aspect to it, even though the delivery might be more sensuous or even sexy, but it's kind of celebrating these attributes of generosity and serenity and prosperity. And I think at the time, I was probably wishing for all three in my life. And whether or not that came in the form of a woman, I don't recall exactly, but as human beings, we're not each one the paragon of generosity, serenity. I'm certainly not. I mean, none of us are all of the time. But I put those attributes to a kind of a imaginary muse. I guess the songs come out of how I think and feel about things, in short. Alex, did you want to add your own perspective?
Yeah. I think I draw from a lot of different places, but I can remember exactly what inspired these two songs. The first one is a song by Keaton Henson called "You Don't Know How Lucky You Are." I just really like the emotional intensity of the song, and I just thought that the riffs kind of sounded like that, but the actual lyric writing just came from me looking around my environment and kind of drawing from that. And
I was also in a lot of like deep emotional pain at that time, and it was just kind of a way for me to release that pain, like through the songwriting. And the second song, I was watching some show on Netflix, and this guy played a guitar riff, and I was like, oh, I can play that. And so I played it, and I kind of liked the way it sounded. And I thought, like, oh, this sounds kind of like, you know, like just some old-timey, like, Civil War kind of feel to it. So I was like, I want to write, like, a Civil War story song. And I actually co-wrote that song with my mom, because I was like, give me some lyrics, you know? And she's like, oh, okay, here's this and that. And we kind of came up with it together. And as I'm doing it, I just kind of let it go as naturally as I can. Like, I don't really have the coordination yet to, like, play very intricately on the guitar while I'm also singing. So it's kind of, you know, similar sounding. Like, I usually play with the guitar or sing with the what I'm playing on the guitar.
And I was going to ask, go back to Ira Liss. What's your background on piano? Or what's your history with that instrument?
Well, I probably first discovered a fascination for the piano when I was maybe 3 or 4 years old. There was a piano at a vacation place, like the main house of a bungalow colony or something, and there were no adults around. And I remember stepping on the sustain pedal and being fascinated by all the sounds it could make. My grandmother, my mom's mom, was a piano teacher, and somehow my parents, I still wonder if they saw me playing with that piano in that what I thought was an isolated room at the bungalow colony. My mom had my grandmother teach me, and that was actually not a lot of fun to me. I had lessons as a child, and it was never really fun until I was able to stop the lessons at around 12 years old and then return to the piano on my own terms. And somebody showed me a blues progression, and I played that endlessly, and someone else showed me something that seemed kind of jazzy to me, and it only needed the white keys to play, and I kind of played that endlessly. A lot of what I learned on my own was by improvising and stumbling upon things and playing some sheet music where I would find chords I liked. In my 40s, I did find a teacher who had a very a regimented program of learning music and piano, and I found that a bit challenging to conform to his lessons and the exercises. But I did work with him for a few years and learned quite a bit, and then I found a teacher I was able to work with in very much a free-form way. There was no homework, which I liked, and there was no particular agenda, except that for the hour that I was in his home, the piano was there, and the conversation began with music and may have completed with music, but it would get into history and theory and the devil's interval, and and that teacher is no longer among the living, but I'll acknowledge him. His name is Larry Fry, or Larry Frey. He was a local Boulder musician, both guitar and piano, and I learned a lot just from discovering something on sheet music. It could be from the 30s or 40s, Rodgers and Hart or Cole Porter. And I would say, why are these chords so appealing? What's going on here? And he would say, well, let's look at it. And we would kind of analyze and usually find out it was the circle of fourths or the circle of fifth.
And I learned a lot by basically, it may be a cliche, but there's truth to it, following what sounded good and felt good, or following one's heart, is how I learned my music. And I continue. It's an ongoing journey.
Yeah, so in a more kind of experiential sort of manner. And I like the aspect of, yeah, getting the history of like, yeah, why does this chord sound interesting? Well, decompose it, deconstruct it. Here's this note.
Right.
Here's why the, I don't know.
Yeah.
The minor third is appealing or whatever.
Right. Or why this sequence, or how did the songwriter come up with, sometimes I would really just stumble upon a particular passage and I would have to mark it with a pencil. And there are things that other songwriters know how to do that I have barely touched upon, but it means there's more learning. There's more more fun in the learning.
Yeah. And then Alex, for you, you're studying tuba at CU.
Yeah.
So how does studying tuba and songwriting kind of interface?
It really hasn't yet.
Yeah.
That's something that I'm definitely like wanting to explore, though, is like, you know, writing some riff on the tuba and maybe recording it and doing something over it, or doing like I'll play some tuba and then I'll say something, you know, because it's like you can't sing and play the tuba at the same time.
Right.
So it's like, you know, I can't really do like a songwriting type thing, but I went to an electronic brass conference last year that, like, it was really cool because I kind of learned there that I could record myself playing the tuba and then, you know, do something else, like set the tuba down and go and play guitar or sing and play piano, you know.
Do you know French Horn Rebellion? Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, they're kind of an electronic dance band, but the guy plays French horn.
Oh, nice.
And do breaks, and he'll, I can't remember if he loops French horn while performing other things, but along those lines.
Alex, when you mentioned the electronic part of the brass, was that a looping thing that you were doing?
Yeah, it was like a loop thing, and I think pretty much just a loop thing, but I'm pretty sure you could like also pre-record yourself playing something and like play it in a program, and you know. And you can also do like live effects and stuff like that. I still have to figure it out, but
definitely. Yeah, I'm thinking of, you know, Colin Stetson, and if you from Arcade Fire, he does some pretty crazy baritone sax stuff where he'll put contact mics on his neck and on the record
cool.
as a, you know, what biting of the reed. I don't know my saxophone terminology, but we do the reed stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting stuff. So once again, Ira Liss and Alex White joining us here. You got some more music for us here on the cabaret?
Yeah. I'll do a slower piece. Flowers and trees and cool rushing water, lie, 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 lie. Lie, 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 lie
lie. We're creatures of contrast in a world full of contrast. Creatures of color in a colorful world. A colorful world. Red bleeds to orange, orange to yellow. Yellow melts to green, green bleeds to blue. Blue bleeds to purple, purple back to red. It's a colorful wheel in a world full of contrast. We're creatures of contrast in a colorful world. A colorful world. Once upon a time, I awoke in a beautiful garden, and I saw a rainbow, and I saw a rainbow.
Be kind of a experimental type thing, but I think it should be fun.
song. Hooray for love. I'm in love with my sadness. I'm in love with my madness. It lends a certain secret kind of gladness I find so very entertaining, especially when it's raining. I find my tears so refreshing. It's my salad dressing. Be careful what you love. Be careful what you love. For what you love, you'll have more of, yes. Till it overflows the tub. What a mess, get the mop. It's a fact, what we love, we do attract. It's a fact, what we love, we do attract. Be careful what you love. I'm in love with my drama. Must have got it from my mama. It seems to be my karma. It's my private panorama. Purgatory in all its glory. I'm in love with my struggle. So many nifty things will let you tuggle as I seek someone with whom to snuggle. It's mandatory. I tell my story, which I find is hunky-dory. Yes! Be careful what you love. Be careful what you love. For what you love, you'll have more of, yes. Shall we head out to the pub? Oh, please. It's a fact, what we love, we do attract. It's a fact, what we love, we do attract. Be careful what you love. I'm in love with my illness. It lends a certain kind of stillness. Helps me with my chillness, and it helps me deal with you as I organize my pillness. It helps me with that stillness, and it helps me deal with you. With you! Be careful what you love. Be careful what you love. For what you love, you'll have more of, yes. What you love, you'll have more of. It's a fact, what we love, we do attract. Be careful what you love. One day, I pray, we fall in love with love. If what we love will have more of, then I pray we fall in love with love. If it's a fact that what we love we do attract, then I pray we fall in love with love. Let's all fall in love with love. Fall in love with love. Fall in love with love. After all, love is what we're made of. 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 Love is what we're made of.
If you're just tuning in to the cabaret this evening on KGNU, along with Alex White on a guitar and singing as well. Ira, your music has like a, you know, evokes like a very kind of theatrical aspect to it, with some kind of, I guess, emotional twists and turns. Where does that come from?
Well,
what was the genesis?
It may be that I've always been theatrical.
Uh-huh.
I mean, professionally, well, not so much for my living. I've earned my living in front of a computer, in offices. But as a performing artist, I've been an actor and an improviser. And I've written theater pieces and sketch comedy, a variety of things. So, and too, I've always been aware of Broadway shows and Broadway music. I probably was brought up with some of the classic sort of albums of Fiddler on the Roof and My Fair Lady. In our times right now, I'm very much aware of the show Hamilton. My wife Karen is a very big fan of the historical figure and the show. I feel very lucky we'll be able to see the show in about a year. I mean, that's right. Kind of the waiting time. I actually see my music at times as musical theater. And part of the reason that I call my shows, even if it were not a variety show, even as a solo show, I call them the Ira List Show because I'm wanting to imply or plant the image that the audience will be experienced theater. I'm not only or just a musician on the stage doing my music, but I'm acting out the songs. I don't know that I can help myself. I live through the songs. Whatever the original emotion or thought that created the song, and I had a theater improv teacher who would speak of this. Whatever was the initial feeling to create the art piece might be best experienced if we re-experience that feeling. That may not be literal. It may not be exactly that feeling. But for me, delivering my songs, the energy of whatever or the passion of whatever it took to write the words, it comes out. And it's usually very satisfying or entertaining for audiences. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you it's both satisfying and exhausting for me. I do my best not to schedule a lot of activity the day after my shows. That's what I'm learning.
Yeah, I asked somebody a question a few weeks ago, kind of like, where's that difference between like the performer, the performance, and the person, and how those things interact? Mm-hmm. It seems like for you it's all in one.
I would say when it's working, it's all in one. Ideally, it's blurred or there's no separation, though there is a truth that I would say on stage, in a kind of ideal, I mean, every performing artist may have their own way, their own technique into that performance. But on stage, things ought to be a little bit amplified. Of course, not simply electronically, but amplified in our hearts, that we make ourselves a bit bigger, maybe even a little bit exaggerated, versus one-on-one in a coffee shop or in another conversation.
So, for a taste of this, you can go 7:30 this weekend at Saturday night at Still Cellars in Longmont, and that address is 1115 Colorado Avenue. It's a sliding donation at the door, so yeah. Accessible to all. And Alex White will be there along with spoken word performer Talua, who couldn't join us this evening as she is facilitating the open mic at an Innisfree coffee
right.
shop.
And Talua has earned the distinction. I didn't even realize this until after I had booked her. For 2015-16, she was Colorado's Youth Poet Laureate.
Oh, fantastic.
People beyond myself have recognized her writing and performing talent. It should be a wonderful evening of performance. Mm-hmm. And the interaction, the interview, informal conversation portion as well.
Right. And I guess to find out more, you have a Facebook page, The Ira List Show.
Yes, yes.
Is that how you find you? And also on all the social medias on Twitter and...
I'm on Twitter at The Ira List Show. I have a YouTube channel also by that same name, The Ira List Show, where I've put up by now, there are probably several dozen pieces, both musical and spoken word or theatrical pieces. on YouTube, and then I also have a page specifically for getting gigs. I came upon a service that really any entertainer or performing artist out there might want to look into, called gigsalad.com. And they have a national presence. When people Google that they want, it could be a juggler or a stand-up comic or a musician, a pianist, a violinist. When they Google these things, Gig Salad often will show up, and it's a way of connecting with clients who are seeking entertainers at their parties. So I'm on gigsalad.com/The Ira List Show, and I'm grateful to say I've gotten some gigs at private parties and birthdays. I'm able to custom write songs and create entertainment, kind of informal roasts or acknowledgments of honorees at different functions.
Great. So shifting gears to Alex, did you start playing guitar, or what's your musical path?
Yeah, I have a really early memory of like just laying the guitar down and kind of plucking away at it, having fun with it, and like being really fascinated by a trumpet. And I actually started in, I think it was fourth grade, on violin, I think is what it was. And I eventually transitioned into baritone. And from there I went to tuba, which I've been playing for, I think, 12 years now. And I started playing guitar when I started high school. So it was probably when I was like 14. So I've been playing for like 8 years, probably.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And do you play, is it orchestral or quintet or what kind of?
Yeah, and I'm in a quintet actually right now too, on tuba, and it's been a lot of fun. We're going to have a master class with the Canadian Brass next week, which is super exciting.
Oh, great. Are they playing are they playing at CU?
Yeah, I think they're going to play and give a master class, and it's going to be a good time.
I think I saw them years ago at Mackey. It was a neat performance.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
They're a great group.
Yeah. It's great. Once again, Ira Liss and Alex White with us on the Cabaret. We got time for a couple more pieces if you want to play us out till the top of the hour.
Do you want to do the one that we did today? Or?
You're up for that?
Yeah, do you want
to? Sure. Alex and I have been working jointly on a piece.
Yeah.
I have this spoken word poem. So this will be guitar and vocal. Alex White on guitar, and We might call this a world debut as a musical piece. I've recited this just as a spoken theatrical piece.
Okay. And I'm going to duck out of here to do the handoff from the other studio. So.
Oh, okay.
Thanks again, and I'll see you right after the song's over.
Okay, thank you so much for having us. It's the unraveling of my story, the bedazzling of my sight, the slowing of my breathing, blurring left and right. It's letting go of glory and letting go of fears. It's seeing my absurdities and moving past my tears. I'm dreaming in the sunset and laughing in the light, laughing in the light, letting go of wrong and right, laughing in the light. The world is tied
I've gone loose, I'm laughing in the light, dancing around the stars and moon, dreaming of sunrise. Don't care that I'm out of tune, I'm laughing in the light, laughing in the light, laughing in the light. I'm gonna be forgiving and find that all is well. I'll keep right on living. Here's a place I can stay a while, within sight of your sweet smile. We're laughing in the light, we're laughing in the light, we're laughing in the light, we're laughing in the light.
As a KGNU listener, you're passionate about music, and so am I. I'm Doug Gertner. Join me for a special edition of the Afternoon Sound Alternative Wednesday, January 25th, 12 noon to 3 o'clock p.m., when my in-studio guest will be Paul Epstein, founder and owner of Denver's Twist and Shout Records and the biggest music fan I know. Listen to Paul and I as we trip down memory lane, recalling our all-time favorite live concerts with rare recordings and never-before-heard tales from local music history. That's the Afternoon Sound Alternative, January 25th at noon, right here on listener-powered community radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Goodman, host of Democracy Now! Tune in for special live coverage of the presidential inauguration. On January 20th, we'll carry the official inauguration live, as well as analysis and voices from the streets. On Saturday, January 21st, we'll broadcast live from the Women's March on Washington, bringing you the voices of hundreds of thousands from the march to the stage. Tune in.
That's this Friday from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Democracy Now! Special coverage of the inauguration and protests. Then on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., hear Democracy Now!'s coverage and KGNU reporters in Denver bringing us voices from the Women's March and Colorado women marching in D.C. Find out more at kgnu.org.
And this is listener-supported community radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's just before 8 o'clock. Stay tuned now for Corriente.
Uh-huh.
Quisiera tener cosas dulces que escribir, pero tengo que decidir y me decido por la rabia. 5 mujeres hoy han sido asesinadas y a la hora por lo menos 20 mujeres violadas. Eso que solo es un día en Guatemala, multiplícalo y sabrás por qué estamos enojadas. No voy a andar con pinzas para quien no entienda que esto es una emergencia y estamos preparadas. No soy pacifista, no me exijan cosas que no ofrezco, no pedí un pedestal ni lo merezco. Soy como las otras, hartas de andar con miedo, agresiva porque es la forma en que me defiendo. No tengo privilegio que proteja este cuerpo, en la calle creen que soy un blanco perfecto, pero soy negra como mi bandera y valiente en nombre mío y en el de todas mis bisabuelas. La curandera que murió de tantos golpes porque el hombre que la amaba realmente la odiaba. La otra que fue abandonada con un hijo y cuando se enfermó tuvo que mandarlo a un hospicio. Esto va por mí porque a los 15 años me atravesó la cara un golpe desde su mano. Porque ningún humano se hizo presente el día que un delincuente me dejó el pezón marcado. Esto va por la niña de 9 años obligada a un embarazo porque la violó su hermano. Una niña sin derechos porque el clero considera que el aborto corto es peor que lo que le han hecho. Me remito a los hechos, no voy a explicarle con dibujos a ningún macho de esos que creen que con su intelectualidad nos van a venir a educar sentados en sus privilegios. No tengo privilegio que proteja este cuerpo en la calle, creen que soy un blanco perfecto, pero soy negra como mi bandera y valiente en nombre mío y en el de todas mis bisabuelas. Cuéntanos bien, en las calles somos miles, desde México hasta Chile y en el planeta entero. En pie de lucha porque vivas nos queremos, no tenemos miedo, no queremos a ni una menos. Díganme loca, histérica y exagerada, pero hoy canto en nombre mío y el de todas mis hermanas. No nos acusen de violentas, esto es autodefensa, estamos sin resistencia, ya no somos indefensas. No, pero soy negra como mi bandera y valiente en nombre mío y en el de todas mis bisabuelas.
All right, you are tuned in to Corriente here on KGNU. And that track that we just heard was brand new by Rebecca Lane. She's a rapper out of Guatemala. That track was called Ni Una Menos. She released it just last week, and it is about the state of violence towards women and Guatemala. You can find it on her SoundCloud page. Her name is Rebecca Lane. My name's Catherine. I will be here until 10 o'clock playing all sorts of Latin music for you. I'm very excited for our show tonight. I'm going to play a bunch of different stuff, including a little set of songs from Puerto Rico in honor of Oscar Lopez Rivera, who was told by Barack Obama today that he'd be released from jail May 17th, along with Chelsea Manning. So I'll talk about that more later in the show. We're going to play some more new music to get things started. This is a band out of Mexico, Sonido Gallo Negro. They have a new single they released last month called Mambo Egipcio. That is off of a new album they're going to put out soon. So here's Sonido Gallo Negro on KGNU.
Que hablen los dioses de Egipto.
Oíd la voz de Osiris, juez de la muerte.
La diosa Isis os ordena escuchar.